morning. I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. An African-American police captain in charge of protest security after Michael Brown's death in Ferguson spoke at a conference this weekend. Ronald Johnson says tensions were high, but he was heartened to see officers interacting with residents in ways that don't often happen.
We have these similarities that connect us as fathers and mothers and sons and daughters. But we've got to be a part of the community. We have to begin to walk in our communities.
Johnson's job is now focused on community outreach. He says continued discussions between police and residents are necessary to address racism and other issues. Johnson spoke at the National Organization of Black Law Enforcement Executives in Springfield. In other news, legislation to expand Illinois' sales tax for online shopping recently passed the state Senate, but it faces more hurdles before it could become law. Mary Hansen has more.
The measure would require more out-of-state businesses to tax internet sales to Illinois residents. But its implementation depends on a case now before the U.S. Supreme Court, challenging a similar law in South Dakota. Some legal experts say the Supreme Court even hearing the case shows it's willing to reconsider years of precedent that says states cannot collect sales tax from businesses located elsewhere. Democratic State Senator Andy Menar says the goal is to level the playing field between online vendors and brick-and-mortar stores.
This is, to me, about injecting fairness and parity into something that we haven't seen fairness and parity in for a long time.
Opponents say the rules would burden smaller online retailers who would have to navigate a complex tax system. I'm Mary Hansen.
Police say a central Illinois man died in an officer-involved shooting. Tazewell County Sheriff Robert Houston says officers went to a house in rural Mackinac Friday morning in response to a call of a man armed with an axe and knife trying to break into a gun cabinet. Houston says after a Mackinac police officer and two county deputies arrived, an 18-year-old man pointed a gun at them and one of the deputies fired in self-defense. Houston says the deputy who fired the fatal shot was taken to a hospital, examined, and released. The unidentified officer is a 25-year veteran. Sheriff Houston says no deputies were hit by gunfire. And a county prosecutor's office is using a black lab to help detect a chemical in electronic devices that store images of child pornography. The News Sun reports the Lake County State's Attorney's Office purchased Browser in November from Jordan Detection K9. I'm Dan Klefstad. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Illinois is receiving a $16 million federal grant to fight opioid abuse. The governor's administration announced the grant on Friday. The Illinois Department of Human Services will administer it to fight the epidemic that's claimed 2,000 lives in Illinois last year alone. It's the second consecutive year Illinois has received funding from the 21st Century Cures Act. Officials say the grant will provide new treatment and recovery services and expand medication-assisted treatment for those with opioid use disorder. It'll also boost the Illinois Prescription Monitoring Program and enhance programs to assist people released from county jails. The St. Louis District Dairy Council says spring cleaning each year should involve more than your home or your yard. The council's Jalen Munson says it's also a good time to tidy up your diet habits. She says one way to do that is to examine your own eating pattern.
A good way to get an idea of what this looks like is just to keep a food journal for several days. And this will help you see the trends of the timing of your meals, how much you eat at certain times of the day. And, you know, what kind of foods are you choosing? Is it balanced in all five food groups?
Munson says consistently omitting a particular food group will cost you key nutrients. She says one way to eat healthier is to budget time for your own meal planning. You can get more information at stldairycouncil.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.